From the Life of President John Taylor, Conversion to the Gospel. In England, when John Taylor was 17, he was appointed to be a preacher in his church. He was given assignments to preach in areas outside the city. He stood before his congregation and taught them, "The Lord has commanded us to pray always in His name." After John arrived in Canada, he continued to go to church and study the Bible. He and his wife Lenora joined with some of their friends to study the Bible. He said to his wife, "We need to pray that God will send His servant to give us the truth." And she responded, "Yes, and to pray that we will know it when we hear it." In Kirkland, Ohio, Elder Heber C. Kimball called Elder Parley P. Pratt to serve a mission to Toronto, Canada. Elder Heber C. Kimball said, "Elder Pratt, you will find a people prepared for the gospel, and they shall receive thee." Elder Pratt responded, "If a servant of the Lord extends such a promise, I will go to Canada." When Elder Pratt first visited with the Taylor family, John Taylor began to study what Elder Pratt preached. He said, "If I find your religion true, I shall accept it no matter what the consequences may be. And if false, then I shall expose it." For 3 weeks, John Taylor followed Elder Pratt wherever he preached. He studied and prayed about what Elder Pratt taught. He taught, Joseph Smith translated this book, The Book of Mormon. On May 9, 1836, John and Leonora Taylor were baptized. Elder Pratt ordained John Taylor as an elder, and they worked together to spread the gospel. Their first baptisms were President Taylor's parents, Agnes and James Taylor. John Taylor remained loyal to the truth of the gospel. End of From the Life of President John Taylor, Conversion to the Gospel.